Tomorrow, here in Washington, the Central Intelligence Agency will lift the lid on the agency's own illegal activities from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. A summary of the 693-page report was released last week. It told of assassinations, kidnappings, and domestic surveillance. James Bamford has spent nearly three decades investigating the activities of America's spy agencies. He's the author of the bestseller, Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency, and he's in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Leon.
There have been efforts over the years, many, in fact, to get this information. The CIA ignored those efforts. Why are they releasing the information now?
There have been numerous Freedom of Information Act requests for this information. I think the time has come to just get it off their back and move on to something else.
Is this information new? Is any of the material surprising to you?
No, none of it's new, none of it's surprising, because this was extensively investigated by the Church Committee in 1975, and if you read the nine volumes of their hearings, most everything that's discussed in these pages that are about to be released were discussed there. They had the witnesses who actually did these things before the committee, giving testimony, a lot of it in open session. So it's a mystery to me that the CIA would actually sit on it for these many years.
Why all the fuss now, then?
Well, I think because this is very unusual for an agency to actually release documents where the 100% of the documents are very embarrassing for the agency, because it was one compilation of all the bad deeds of the agency from the time it was born in the late 40s until basically the mid-70s.
Does the information, and this is from more than 30 years ago, 32 years ago actually, does it say very much about what might be going on at the CIA now? Does it tell you anything about that?
Well, it's ironic. You know, these were the horror stories back in the 70s. Everybody was aghast at what was happening. This was the whole creation of a congressional committees, joint committees to look into all this stuff. And now looking back, it seems so minor compared to what the CIA is doing today. They have a whole section here on how the CIA held a Russian defector in a jail that was created by the CIA, a mini prison for this person, on CIA property for 2 or 3 years. Now you have the CIA keeping people in prisons all over the world, in secret prisons. It talks about the mail opening that was done by the CIA, reading letters going from the United States to and from Russia and also China. And that was an outrage at the time. But today, the intelligence community is reading hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of emails of Americans.
Do you see anything new in this information that reveals more about the relationship between the CIA and the White House, or the CIA and other agencies, for that matter?
There are good and bad aspects. One is that Richard Helms rejected a lot of the overtures from the White House to get involved in Watergate, for example. Helms didn't want his agency to have any taint of Watergate, and that, in the end, really sort of cost him his job because he defied the Nixon White House on that issue. So I think that was a very high point. The low points, of course, were the fact that the CIA did do these things.
Does the release, though, show anything about today's relationship between the White House and the CIA?
Back then, if you want to compare those two, it's very interesting that the CIA resisted a lot of the White House overtures. And today, you had George Tenet seem to go along with most of what the White House was proposing, despite the fact that most of his, or a lot of his employees below him, were saying the opposite thing, that there weren't weapons of mass destruction.
James Bamford is the author of several books on national intelligence, including Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Leon.